word adventurers, welcome to Topic 3, Vocabulary Review Part 2 of 2. This is Lesson 4 and 5. We'll uncover some fantastic words that will not only boost your communication skills, but also make you the smartest one in the room. So, grab your explorer hats, and let's dive in and discover the magic of these words. I'm Allison. Let's learn the words in Lesson 4. Militarism. Militarism is the belief that a country should maintain a strong military capability and be prepared to use it aggressively to defend or promote national interests. This ideology influenced many nations leading up to World War I as countries expanded their armies and navies. Example, the rise of militarism in the early 20th century contributed to the tensions leading to World War I. Nationalism. Nationalism is a strong sense of pride and loyalty toward one's nation, often leading to the desire for national independence or dominance. In American history, nationalism surged during periods such as the War of 1812 and the late 19th century, fueling expansion and international ambitions. Example, nationalism fueled the desire for independence among many colonized nations after the war. Propaganda. Propaganda is information, often biased or misleading, used to promote a political cause or point of view. During wartime, such as World War I, the U.S. government used propaganda to shape public opinion and encourage enlistment and support for the war effort. Example, the government used propaganda to encourage enlistment in the military during the war. Eroded. Eroded refers to the gradual reduction or weakening of something over time, such as rights, trust, or social norms. In American history, various factors, including war and economic change, have eroded civil liberties and public confidence in government institutions at different times. Example, over time, the coastline was eroded by the relentless waves, threatening nearby homes. Contraband. Contraband refers to goods that are illegal to trade or transport, especially during wartime. In the context of American history, items such as weapons or enemy supplies were considered contraband during conflicts like the Civil War. Example, the authorities seized the contraband items that were hidden in the shipment. Now let's check out the words for Lesson 5. Victory Garden. Victory gardens were private vegetable gardens planted by citizens during World War I and World War II to supplement food supplies and support the war effort. This initiative encouraged Americans to grow their own food to help relieve pressure on commercial agriculture. Example, many families planted victory gardens to contribute to the war effort and save on grocery bills. Draft. The draft, or conscription, is the mandatory enlistment of individuals into military service, often used during wartime. In U.S. history, the draft was implemented during major conflicts, including World War I and World War II, to ensure sufficient troop numbers. Example, the draft was implemented during the war to ensure enough soldiers were available for combat. Espionage. Espionage involves the practice of spying or using spies to gather secret information, particularly for military or political purposes. The Espionage Act of 1917 made it a crime to interfere with military operations or support U.S. enemies during World War I. Example, the country increased its security measures to prevent espionage from foreign agents. Armistice. An armistice is an agreement between warring parties to stop fighting and lay down arms, often leading to negotiations for a peace treaty. The armistice that ended fighting in World War I was signed on November 11, 1918. Example, the armistice signed on November 11, 1918 marked the end of World War I. Pandemic. A pandemic is an outbreak of a disease that occurs on a global scale, affecting a large number of people. The 1918 influenza pandemic, also known as the Spanish flu, had a significant impact on American society, causing widespread illness and death. Example, the global pandemic changed the way people interacted and conducted business. Self-determination. Self-determination is the principle that nations and peoples have the right to determine their own political status and govern themselves. This idea gained prominence after World War I, influencing independence movements around the world. Example, the principle of self-determination was central to many post-war treaties. Reparations. Reparations are payments made by a defeated country to compensate for damages caused during a conflict. After World War I, Germany was required to pay reparations as part of the Treaty of Versailles, which contributed to economic hardship in the country. Example, the reparations imposed on Germany after World War I caused significant economic hardship. Cost of living. The cost of living refers to the amount of money needed to cover basic expenses such as housing, food, and healthcare. Changes in the cost of living can significantly impact economic conditions and the standard of living for individuals and families. Example, The rising cost of living made it difficult for families to make ends meet after the war. Deport. To deport means to expel an individual from a country, typically for legal reasons. Throughout American history, various groups, including immigrants and political dissidents, have faced deportation during times of conflict or political unrest. Example, the government decided to deport individuals who were found to be in the country illegally. What an incredible journey we've had today! Thank you for joining this vocabulary exploration session. Remember, the more you practice, the more you'll shine. Keep up the great work. Don't forget to review part 1 of this lesson, topic 3, part 1 of 2, lesson 1 through 3. For now, I'm Allison, and I'll talk to you next time. Good luck on your quiz.